Heading southward now for today's GeoQuiz. The city in question is about halfway down Chile's long Pacific coast. For centuries, this place was a major stopover port for ships going back and forth between the Pacific and the Atlantic. All that changed, though, with the Panama Canal. But this central Chilean city still attracts international visitors. Every year, the city hosts an unusual mountain bike race, Cerro Abajo, which follows a topsy-turvy course.
Takes you through cobblestone streets, narrow asphalted streets, stone places, broken stairs, doorways, jumps, and man-made stunts such as drops and wall rides, and a good measure of dirt thrown in there because there's many dirt alleys.
Hang on your handlebars. The answer's coming up in just over a minute. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Chilean city we asked you about just about a minute ago in our GeoQuiz is Valparaiso. It is a picturesque city in Chile with Victorian-era homes on hillsides. It overlooks narrow cobblestone streets, and the Pacific Ocean is in the distance. Once a year, this city becomes a racetrack for thrill-seeking downhill mountain bikers. Stephen Bodson dodged them.
Valparaiso is normally a quiet city. Pablo Neruda lived here for years, gazing out from a hillside home to write poetry in peace. But Sunday wasn't a normal day. 50 elite mountain bikers from around the world converged on Valparaiso to ride down some of the city's steepest streets. It's an annual event called Valparaiso Cerro Abajo, the Valparaiso Downhill. It's a race against the clock and an attempt to cheat death. It's hard to explain just how exciting and terrifying this ride really is. The race creator, the guy who lays out the course each year, hasn't even tried it. He says he's not good enough. Mikey Hatterer, his friends call him Mad Hatterer, is a professional downhill cyclist from California. He does lots of crazy races, none of them quite like this.
It's a little nerve-wracking. The people in the stairs, they're putting their hands in front of you and pulling them back last second so you can't see the stairs. You're trying to jump. I bunny hopped over a dog, but they're the least of the worries. They kind of figured it out to stay out of the way. The people don't, though.
The riders start on a steep street, then jump onto a dirt alley and pedal down dozens of staircases. Organizers have also installed what seem like inhuman jumps. The biggest is at historic Plaza Bismarck. Riders fly off a ledge and drop two stories to another steep street below. At the finish line, riders actually go through a building, jump out a second-story window, and down into the plaza. That was the sound of a rider clearing the last jump with spectacular form. In the finals, one rider missed the landing and broke his leg. During the warm-up rides, several other riders crashed, one of them breaking his jaw at the bottom of the big jump at Plaza Bismarck. The event is about more than adrenaline. It's also a great promotion for cycling and extreme sports. For the residents of these normally quiet streets, it's a good way to showcase their town. Enrique Astudillo has lived on the hill for more than 30 years.
Veo que cada vez tiene más, mucho más adepto.
It attracts more riders and spectators every time, Astudillo says. And it makes Valparaiso more colorful, bringing in lots of tourists. The best part, he says, is it attracts a lot of youth. In the end, Chilean Mauricio Acuña won the race, riding the 1,800 meters in 2 minutes, 38 seconds. For The World, this is Stephen Bodson in Valparaiso, Chile.
You can get a helmet cam view of all the bumps and jumps on the Valparaiso racetrack. Stomach churning would be an understatement. We dare you to watch it. It's at theworld.org.